here with Josh McCown. Josh, heading into the bye week, when does the preparation start for the Panthers?
Well, you know, we might look at them a little bit here later today, but for the most part, we'll wait until next week. And you kind of keep on your weekly schedule. And so you may see them a little bit, watch them. We take our surfaces home and watch them on our tablet a little bit here and there. But for the most part, we hold off till next week, and that's when the real preparation will start. So we look forward to getting that done.
10 weeks into the season, when you have a chance to sit down and evaluate this offense, what's something that you like, and what's one thing that you hope to fix heading into the final 6 weeks of the season?
Well, I think that's what this week is most about in the bye, is just your opportunity to you know, kind of self-scout and look at the things that you're doing well and look at the things you can improve on. So I think, you know, we'll do that this week. You know, pleased with the way guys are fighting and competing up until the last whistle, and so that's good. I think the thing that we can be better at is just more consistent. I think we've shown flashes at different moments throughout the season of being a good offense and playing at a high level, but we just need to find you know, some more consistency with that, and hopefully throughout this week, as we self-scout, we'll find ways that we can do that better.
You talk about consistency. What needs to happen off the field in order to translate to consistent play on the field?
Well, I don't know if, you know, a lot of off the field things happen. I mean, other than, you know, maybe you study a little bit more, put a little bit more time in that regard. But you know, it's just in the moment, as you go through your game plan and you understand, you know, what's required of you in the moment, getting it done, you know, executing. That's the main thing. So, like I said, we'll take a look at that this week, and I feel confident that you know, when we come back, coaches will have a great plan for us to be able to do that.
Going back to the spring, a lot of the OTA training involved teamwork, right, and team building. How do you think the lessons from then are helping you now in a time where, you know, you got to string together some wins?
Well, I mean, I think it's great because you feel like, you know, when you go through stuff like that in the spring, you've been given kind of the skill set and the tools to go through things like this. And it's certainly played a part throughout our season. And I think it's why we've been able to do the things that we've done well this year. And it was because we've stayed together. And I don't look for that to change. And I think actually it'll get stronger as we move forward throughout the weeks, and look forward to playing with these guys these last 6 weeks and see what we can do.
And then lastly, you have any good bye week plans?
Just go be with my family. You know, we do our season apart, and so I look forward to going and spending some time with them. My boys are, you know, transitioning from football season to basketball season, so looking forward to watching them play some hoops and you know, soaking up that time with them, and then, you know, get ready to reload for the last 6 weeks.
All right, thanks, Josh.
Thanks, man.